This works.
Yes, we are now recording.
Okay, welcome everybody.
Thank you.
Everyone looks more tan, and summer's upon us. The staff said that summer reading's going super well. Library is all decked out with its Jurassic story. Yes. Very, very cute. Okay. There's no public here.
Can we go around and say who's present for attendance?
Sure.
Or a note?
Sure. I am Amy Brinton.
Kevin Tams.
Lynn Lonsdale.
Rachel Farnsworth.
Wes Warren.
Karen Liu.
And missing Jessica Anderson.
I'm so sad.
And Ron Campbell.
Ron Campbell and Jessica Anderson are not present.
Can someone help me out? I pulled up the wrong.
That's the one that Stephanie sent us.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Give me 1 second. Okay, great. First, we need to approve the June 4th meeting minutes. Was somebody saying there's...
So we had a meeting. We wouldn't approve the June 4th meeting minutes. We would have approved the meeting minutes
for May. So we're going to approve those because the June 4th was an unofficial meeting. It was more like a...
I don't know what it's officially.
It was an ad hoc.
It wasn't a full quorum, so
right.
It doesn't
right.
have the same stipulations. So we want to approve the minutes of May.
May. This has a little error on it. Shoot.
Sorry. But do you know the date of that? It would have been on the last agenda.
The last one was April.
Did we not have the last time we met, we were supposed to approve some minutes that.
Which would be the April 23rd meeting minutes.
Are you looking for something else?
Can you just give me a speed?
You just want me to forward it.
Yeah.
April 23rd, yeah. Yeah.
So April 23rd minutes.
Mm-hmm. Those are delicious. I can make the motion. Rachel Farnsworth moves that we approve the meeting minutes from April 23rd.
I second it. Are we supposed to stand?
Lynn Lonsdale seconds.
All in favor?
Yes.
It was unanimous.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
I don't know.
Do you just want to run it off of mine?
Sure. Okay.
Just, I know it's a PC. I know that'll be hard for you, but you'll be great.
Okay. Okay, let's go to the director's report.
The dragging's a little backwards. So, director's report.
Yes. Seems like I just saw you. Thank you. So the director's report for June, end of June, just shares what I think we briefly discussed, that we had over 400 people attend our summer reading kickoff. It was fantastic. More than 230 people were in the council chambers for the Scales and Tails presentation. People lined up for face painting, for the photo op, the cute photo of Wes and his kiddo, and then people were in the library, and we had, I don't know who that was, scavenger hunts, and in terms of foot traffic, we had 800 people come through the library that day on a Monday. Usually our Mondays, you know, I was looking at it, we might range depending on if it's winter or summer, depending on the season and time. It might be... you know, between 200 to 400 people. So 800 people was incredible.
Right. That's extraordinary. And that's the counter that's in the library doors.
Yes, the gate.
Not doors. Just, I mean, some people just came to the event and left through the other doors.
Right.
So it was much more than that.
So it was, so we tracked the people, we tracked attendance. I was out there with my clicker, right? We're tracking a couple of different numbers. The attendance in the council chambers themselves. And I'm sure we broke fire code. I sent it to Chief Patton, like, what's fire code? And then, you know, people outside, but the gate count for incoming into the library. To see the decorations, to pick up books, to do the scavenger hunt, just to be part of the celebration and festivities, right? Because we didn't really have anything specific in the library other than a scavenger hunt and the decorations. So, next part is, we received over the year, so as you know, in May, Kim, we were trying to spend down everything by May. And we received from the Friends of the Library $7,770 in funding from them. And then we had the state library send us our annual CLEF funding. It's state monies. So that totaled over $12,000. And Kim and her team purchased 15,000 books.
This is amazing.
Between May and June.
1,500
books. They cataloged them, which we're still working on the, you know, several carts. But if you go into the children's library, I know I want to see who that is. It's phenomenal. We've got these beautiful, brand new children's nonfiction informational books. So in preparation for this, starting last November, we started a huge weeding project. We did it with based on the age, the use, the condition, the circulation rates. But our books for the children's nonfiction averaged, I mean, the oldest one was, the median was 2011. And so we were trying to really improve that collection. They're pretty old, pretty ratty, very well-loved, well-used books, but some of them had a lot of outdated information as well. The covers were not really appealing, necessarily. I think if you go in and look now, it's just beautiful. And the books have been flying off the shelves. They've been checking out like crazy. Also, Councilmember Smith gave us his $3,000 in council funds to purchase books by the end of this month. So that was great. We were able to send that down immediately. To serve the community needs, we moved story time. We bumped everything up an hour for summer. So instead of 11, it's now 10 a.m. So story time's Monday, Tuesday. STEAM Club is Wednesday, and Tween Club is Thursday. And we run these concurrent craft tables. And so there's something for all ages, so to speak. And we've had, so this week was unique because we had voting here in council chambers, so we cannot access the chambers. Even if there's nothing going on in there, it has to be
the
secure.
Voting equipment, yeah.
Yeah, the equipment, et cetera. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that room was off limits. And Sonia held story time outside, and she still had 53 attendees on, like, Tuesday, right? Even though it was, the air quality was terrible, it was raining ash outside, but she still had people out there, and they loved it. So that was fantastic. And the team's doing great. We've had a lot of outreach opportunities. This booklet in front of you is Magnify Utah from the State Multicultural Division, Affairs Division. And it's just something for people who want something to do to learn about Utah, their activities. There are stickers in this, and there are coupons. You know, unfortunately, there's a giant fire in Beaver right now, but they have the Creamery coupons.
You should still go down and support that business.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's fun. I've been there. Yeah,
the Creamery.
Every time I go there, there's a billion people supporting that business.
I know, my neighbor.
I know that business is well supported.
Yes.
My neighbor lost his cabin down there.
Oh no! I'm so sorry.
Yeah, they were pretty sad about it. Oh, so yeah. You don't insure a cabin like that. No one will cover that.
Yeah.
So
it's been so sad and terrible.
Yeah.
I'm glad the governor banned fireworks. I don't understand why July 5th. I was like, maybe through September. I don't know.
Well, they're only legal on the
3 days before.
Before.
fourth and fifth, right?
Two days before, 3 days after, typically?
I don't know. Yeah.
3 days after.
Is that right?
Two, is it two?
What was 2 days before and after?
Yeah.
Anyways, we
don't
need to
get less cover. Anyway,
it's been terrible, right?
Yeah.
It's very sad. I'm sad for us. So,
but most of the fires are not caused by fireworks.
Maybe just the one on the library, but
yeah. I did remember that. Very cute. I did remember that.
On Travers,
yeah.
When Travers burnt,
yeah.
That was a fire.
That was crazy.
Teenagers. And then there was the one just on the hill here in Cedar Hills, not too long ago, that was kids playing with fireworks.
Right, back to your budget.
Anyway, back to your... Okay, so there's no news on the budget. I went through and looked at Cassell, and...
Can we just... I have a few budget questions.
Yes.
If it's okay, but I want you to finish...
Oh, let me finish the director report. So, here's what I want to share with you. This is significant to me for many reasons. Kim told me that we've never really had Pride book displays in the library.
That's not true. We had some Pride posters.
We had posters, but we haven't had book displays.
I think
we had a challenge about one last
year. Did you?
But I guess it wasn't on display. It was just available.
And it was a gunkle?
Yes,
yeah.
My gunkle.
Yeah, no, that wasn't on display.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you later after. So she told me they haven't really done book displays. So if you go through the library right now, we started June 1 with a really balanced display. We have this giant, and it was proportionate.
Very well done.
Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Kevin Sy. Giant America 250 display, flags, banners, very patriotic. And as you move around, Pioneer display. And then you have a Pride display, and you come around to the children's intermediate fiction. You have a Juneteenth display. You have Father's Day, which was also quite large. And then come back more America 250. It's on both sides of those cabinets. And here's the best part. The Juneteenth display checked out better than I thought it would. And the Pride display within the first day, several were gone. Within the first week, half of those books were gone. Magpie has had to restock them. And I've seen people kind of stand in front of that display, right? That display has checked out far better than I think people think it would.
Right.
And actually, the one that has checked out the least has been the America 250 display. A lot of historical, American history, presidential books.
Hamilton ruined it for all of us.
I know.
Everything I need to know.
All right. So.
Well, it doesn't come in wrapping form. And
yeah, if I can't wrap it, I can't even know
it. It needs a catching tune.
So I think the important thing is what I said at the end. This selection really, it's diverse. It resonates with Highlands community. And that's important because Erin did tell me that the Christine Ricci packet of what she thinks is pornographic materials she left for each of council members, Council Member Rice just picked up today. She's the last one to pick up that packet. And so truth and taxation dates have been tentatively set at the public hearings for July 27th and August, which is a Monday, and August 6th. Which is a Thursday, for 7 p.m. And those are tentative dates. As soon as Mayor approves, they'll go live on the website. And that's basically the moment where Erin and I will...
To change your position, right? You become more neutrals, right?
No, Erin said this is the moment where we kind of can advocate, so to speak. But it is presenting factual information and data, right?
Right, because it's not, there's no opinion to it. It has to be factual.
It's factual.
Okay.
And I anticipate people asking questions about the books that are on that list. There's a list of 34 books. Did I show it to you last time?
Just my 2 cents.
Yeah.
Unless there's an official complaint, it's no business of ours.
Okay.
So I would say if someone would like to challenge those votes and go through that, like, it's not the best use of my time to, right? Like, we're spending cycles on something that no one has said is a problem.
Well, we know that the city council all has this list, and they're...
But she didn't challenge it to the library. Like, the policy is clear. Like, if you have a concern, you have every right to come challenge it, go through that. So presenting it to the council is grandstanding. It's not necessarily...
It's performative.
This is just the list of folks that have been banned from school.
They're banned from schools.
Nothing to do with the public library.
Correct. And so here's actually... I didn't think about putting it on the agenda, so we'll have to talk about it next time. But I've talked to... people at Salt Lake County Library, several directors have been online discussing just kind of really tightening the challenging policies that they have. Some of them, you know, they've put some parameters on where you can only submit one active challenge at a time because you have people who will go through lists and
submit them all.
Submit them all, and that doesn't allow for due process for you to all read them, right?
But our policy allows for us to... There's no timeline for us to return it. So if they challenge 30 books, it's our responsibility to read 30 books. And it's going to take some time to go through that.
So some of the other parameters they've placed on it is it must be a resident of that city or a cardholder.
I think we have the cardholder one.
So cardholder. And then also, once that book has been challenged and reviewed, it cannot be challenged, so to speak, again, go through the process for 3 years, if that makes sense. So if it's challenged and reviewed and the board decides that it stays in the collection, that book can't be challenged again.
I think that's a good policy to add if we have a lot of challenges. Yeah. We haven't.
So we'll see, but that list is now... But it's been available. I mean, it's all over the news, right?
It was presented with the intent of blocking the tax increase, not for challenging any of those books in the library.
Right. I think part of the narrative is it hasn't been presented to the library.
Right. But if it's going to be attempted to be leveraged against, as an argument against
the
tax increase, I think that falls under our...
Great.
I don't see the connection, but...
Oh, no, there is no connection.
Well, I think the realistic part of it is right, there are... We want to follow our process. We want to do things the way that we've outlined. The process protects Karen, protects the staff, protects all of us. Right now, we're speculating on something that hasn't happened. Mm-hmm. And so, until it happens, I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to even get preemptive on that anyway. It's just a list.
Yeah, the only way to get out ahead of it would just be to be familiar with it. There's nothing that we can do.
But I honestly am a very busy person, and before I read 30 books... I it's going to take some time.
I welcome the book recommendations. I'll read anything.
I wasn't going to read any of the books.
Well, and on that list,
I looked at the list.
We have fewer than a number of them. We have fewer than, I think, half. And also, what we don't have, they can access at AFMPG because we're a consortium, right? And then, you know, I was explaining to Aaron, we have a deselection, a good weeding policy where we run these reports, and anything that doesn't check out, it kind of self-weeds out within 3 years. And so the fact that we have these books on our shelves says that people in the community are reading them. They've had at least one checkout in 3 years, right? And again, of course, they're cataloged, age-appropriate. None of them are in the children's room. Most of them are adult or young adult.
And again, the point, I think we have wonderful policies that enable parents, they empower parents to govern and help their children, and then they empower adults to make great decisions. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're supposed to do. Yeah. I'm not worried,
Oh, I know.
Great, challenge it. If you feel passionate, I really want to have a meaningful discussion, and it goes to Karen first. Karen makes a recommendation. If it's challenged again, and then it comes to us. And until it comes to us,
But
just to be clear, these haven't gone, because in our reconsideration of library materials policy, it says that it goes to the library director, you make a decision, and they can appeal it to us.
Yes.
So we're not seeing, like, are you
having lots of win yet?
Okay.
And I think it's being used to sway council members, to attempt to sway council members, which they don't have any kind of policy. They can make their decisions based on whatever.
Right, but I would also say that anyone who goes and says, I have this book of things I care about, but didn't actually follow through with the action, tells me they don't really care.
Has a book of things
that they want out of the library.
Oh, like this packet. Yeah.
Maybe would you consider changing the policy and saying that patron must have read the book in its entirety?
I think that there are some suggestions in the policy that suggest that.
They have to fill out, you know, what did you find objectionable in this book, like on the form.
Yeah, there's
so
a
what
form.
Did you find objectionable, like cite certain passages or something. So, I mean, I don't think it's fair, like, no one should be forced to finish a book, but if you read halfway through and you found 10 objectionable things. I mean, I think that's reasonable.
If you can answer that question, then...
Yeah, I think that's the...
That's good.
That's
enough.
The gatekeeping.
So this may not be... Let me... This is a form from Donna. Hold on. I got to find out when this was sent. This was March 25, 2025. And this is the reconsideration form. The library has a collection and development policy to guide acquisitions and patron behavior. The library's collection development policy states it should be recognized that some materials chosen may be offensive, shocking, or boring to some individuals, but may be meaningful or significant to others. It is the responsibility of the individuals to limit their library use to books and materials which are consistent with their individual tastes. While everyone is free to reject for themselves and their children materials which they do not approve, they may not restrict the freedom from others and require. So it goes through that, you know.
And this is also publicly available.
This is on the website. And so the form says name, date, address, Highland City Library card number. Do you represent yourself, an organization, name of the organization? What do you want to challenge? Book, ebook, movie, other, title, author. What brought this resource to your attention? Have you examined the entire resource? If not, what sections did you review? What concerns you about the resource? Please be specific. Are there resources you suggest would provide additional information and or other viewpoints on this topic? Which action are you requesting the committee to consider? And so, I think, again,
we worked really hard on that form and the policy, and I feel like it,
yeah, we're well prepared for this.
Yeah.
This is something that we prepared for years ago because it has been a concern.
And I expressed this to Karen before, I think the last time we went through this, we didn't quite do it the way we'd want to do it again, and I think we're positioned, so if it does happen again, we're in a position of strength, and I think the position of strength comes from following the steps that we've outlined.
Yeah.
It just creates...
But thank you for those wonderful displays. Yeah. It really highlights the interest of the community and what is important to them.
Yes.
It's a great example of that. I can't stay real long. Are there any voting things? This is interesting. We have a vacancy. What did you want to say?
Oh, just quickly, since it's on the director's report, Mayor has requested that we keep it, we advertise a little bit longer. Over a month. So it's been on our library website. We have signage in the library. They requested that I add it to our monthly newsletter, which I did. So it'll go out, like today it went out. And that way, I think Mayor is just preparing for when council members ask, how is this advertised?
Mm-hmm.
And then she will interview. So Rhett's application is there. I don't think we haven't received any other applications, honestly. But she will review his application and interview him.
Who is this?
Rhett Weller.
He's my buddy. Who else knows? Wes knows him.
Yeah, he lives two doors down. He's really great.
He's great.
He sounds like a song. Okay, I have someone I'm going to invite to apply as well.
Oh, please do.
Yeah. Okay.
More is better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was saying, if someone better comes along, you know, I won't be offended. He's great, and, you know.
A couple of women that I've encouraged, but no one seems to have the opportunity and the time right now. But so, anyway.
Well, we'll need everyone.
Yeah.
Quick budget question.
Yes.
So the $55,000 we have budgeted for materials.
Yes.
So you then talked about $12,000 additional for materials.
Yes.
So does that mean our total spend for materials this year was $67,000?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. One of the things I would suggest, like, I think it's super awesome that we called out that we got this other money.
Mm-hmm.
I think it diminishes the $55,000 that we spent on materials as well, right? So, like, in addition to the $55,000 that we already spent, you know, we spent another $12,000 on this. Because, like, I was reading the post, and I was like, well, that's awesome, but I also know we're fighting for a budget, and, you know.
That's true, because, and I'm sorry about that. Well, this is just a report to you all. But how we present it, absolutely, because when we look back historically, the budget hasn't been $55,000. It's only been that in the last, I think, year, right? Because there's an infusion from the reserves of, I can't remember, $20,000 or something?
Well, we were supposed to spend a little more, and now we know how to do that correctly with the budget.
Yeah.
So, you guys missed the learning about how the budget really works in Highland City.
What did they say?
There's lots of things we need to do better. So when we want to change the budget, we can recommend it. She has to take it to the council. The council has to approve it. So I think we lost some of those steps.
A couple of those.
Okay. I feel like we're doing that.
I think we were, but I think
Lynn Lonsdale is leaving the meeting at about 7:37 p.m.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you for not firing me over spending this. No, I'm kidding.
Nobody's worried. Thanks, Lynn. Yeah, that was the one question on the budget.
Yeah.
And again, I think it's...
Have a good night.
Good night, Lynn. It's really interesting as we talk about the budget and the difficulties. And I kind of want this on record. You know, it was so great to talk with our... And I don't know if it's position, Director of Finance?
Yes.
Like, it was amazing to talk with him. And I know that the city has been incredibly kind and supportive to him in his difficult situation. That caused us a little bit of challenges, and I'm glad the board or the council kind of didn't focus on those challenges that trickled down from there, because I do feel like the things you were doing were what were best, and you didn't have all the guidance you needed, and that kind of resulted in some of the missteps we took this year. So
he's great, and you know, that was a great training, and like I said, that was the first time I've had that length of training with him as well when we were talking, with really, I think, good dedicated questions about how to spend and the appropriate steps to take. And I think going forward, annually we should have, I mean, I assume you have OPMA training every year with Rob, with the city attorney, right?
So yeah, or Stephanie.
Or Stephanie.
Or Stephanie. So we should have that, and I'm going to ask David to have an annual meeting with us also, just to remind me and maybe share some things that.
Well, and I think you were at a disadvantage because you and many others did many things to support what we were trying to accomplish, and some of those things didn't follow all the steps, and again, the council has approved those, and so I don't think there's a concern anymore, so.
I know, I'm really excited for August 12th. It can't come soon enough.
I agree.
I think is the meeting the 11th, August 11th.
I have it in my calendar. I wanted to say August 12th. That's what has been in my head.
Has there been any discussion?
It's the 11th. It's on the.
It's the 11th. I have it at 6 p.m. That is.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Did we have any discussion with the TLC about our? About their cost to join the Highland City Library with our costs increasing?
Well, I had a question about that too, because aren't the non-resident people going to AF paying less than the residents?
That's so if you were to buy a non-resident a card here in Highland City, depending on the value of your home, you could pay less than a Highland City resident for your card.
Right, but on average, we're trying to make it even, right?
Well, that's the conversation, and so I think we're...
But people in American Fork, they have a much larger budget that exceeds the amount, you know, the ratio of how high, how much higher the population is.
Right.
But we have the same non-resident value. So they're running a model where non-resident cards are cheaper than residents paying into the system.
You know, I haven't talked to Cassandra about that. Actually, they just, I think they just raised their non-resident fees to match ours.
I think part of that, so we had to raise
ours
to match theirs.
Oh, well, one of them had to match, oh, I know what it was. It was the withdrawn books thing.
Yeah, we changed the how long you could have them out.
Because they had theirs for a year, which was very long. Yeah, you know what? I will ask her about it. They do have a substantial budget. They have a huge budget. And so it was brought up in the last council meeting, PG and AF had to cut their hours. They did not. PG did not cut their budget. They did not cut their hours. AF did not cut their budget. They cut their hours. The director told me the city made an error. And in order to cover, negotiated with the library. The library said, hey, okay, we will reduce by 4 hours, but they maintain the same budget. So instead of 64 service hours, they offer 60 now, right? But they have the same budget.
And are they going to put that back next fiscal year?
It was, I don't know what kind of
And what are the benchmarks we're talking about? Like in the last year or something?
This was just last year.
Okay.
They reduced hours by 4. So
they went from 60, and our comparable hours, we are
50.
50, so, you know.
Yeah, cool. It's not comparable. So they went from 64 to 60, but it was an agreement where the city negotiated with them because the city had made some kind of, I don't know what kind of error they made, but they kept the same budget. So she said their budget was not impacted at all.
Okay. Again, I think it's appropriate for every library to do what's best for their citizens.
Yeah.
But I think that was important misinformation that was presented during a city council meeting that was blatantly false. And it is important as we go into truth in taxation that everything is very factual.
Yeah.
And that all of our city representatives, including those who are elected officials, should be presenting accurate and truthful information.
I agree. And so Aaron and I will be presenting and I'll be answering questions. And I think it's going to be difficult for some people when I give them the actual data points, when I give them the facts from speaking with these directors, right, who tell me, oh no, we actually didn't lose budget at all. But because the city made a mistake and they needed to save face, we said, okay, we'll cut hours, 4 hours, right?
Well, and again, I think they can talk about
what they're doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not, you know.
But the problem with the misinformation is that PG did not cut hours. They did not lose budget.
The way it was presented is that how dare we try and raise taxes on the citizens of Highland when other cities are cutting their library budgets. And it was just blatantly false.
By the way, did we
Well, and
we're
not starting on the same, at the same level.
Yeah.
So since AF could cut their budget and still be a higher per capita spending than we are,
if we want to play that comparison game, let's see how often these budgets for these other cities have been increased and what the cities have done to support their libraries, and let's take those leads.
Are there
also
lots of comments in the council? I've just been
there. Haven't been any comments against the library.
Nope. And then so the misinformation is being presented how?
It was presented by one of the members of council during.
Then I think the council themselves will fact check that.
They do, and they seem to be on top of it.
Yeah, I'm just like I said.
The problem is it wasn't corrected for citizen education, right. And it is important for truth in taxation that we just continue to
they didn't correct it.
They didn't correct it.
They
the
did
next
not correct
meeting?
It. No.
The next meeting hasn't occurred.
Yeah, that was last meeting.
Because I thought that that was kind of the guidance, is that every time there was misinformation, the mayor was going to come out and correct it in the following meeting. Has that changed?
I thought that was true, but they haven't had the next meeting. It'll be next week.
Because I think that's a very appropriate, like, hey, that this information was given, we want to clarify what's accurate, what's not accurate, you know, AF, yeah, they went from 64 to 60. Now, because what you're sharing probably isn't public, you don't get to use that, but then you can also say PJ's hours did not change.
Yeah.
And you know, it's facts.
Yeah, what is public, they can look it up, AF's budget is still well over, like, $1 million, and PG, I think, is close to $1,900,000, $950,000.
Yeah.
So, and that is public information. And, you know, we don't need to discuss it, but I think, like Rachel said, it was presented in a misleading way to shame us for asking for funding to fund the library appropriately.
We could also follow American Fork and use the parks tax to fund the library, because that's what American Fork does. Mm-hmm. Well, our parks tax is not allowed to fund the library.
I think at this point we have put this out. It's already the train is already running here, and at this point it's just important to stick to facts and give the truth. I think people have already...
I honestly am not worried about this at all.
Yeah, it will go through. It will be... I can't wait for August 11th either, because I think we've been working for this for so long, and I didn't think it would ever happen. Yeah. And I'm so glad that it finally is.
I just met with the Friends of the Library, and they are brainstorming how to get library supporters to those truth and taxation hearings. So often, I mean, I wasn't here for the alcohol discussions, which you were.
I was there for all of them.
And it's, you know, the people who show up are the ones who are disgruntled or unhappy or angry, right, who want to be heard, and they tend to be loud. And so I think, and council will be there. Erin has invited council to attend. And so I think it will be important to have balanced perspective, balanced opinions, right? And to also have positive supporters who have, you know, felt the library provide positive impact in their lives.
And I know that this is where it becomes a challenge. So we as a board can do things that you as a library director cannot do. Would you get some clarity on, like, hey, if we went to one of your larger activities, and would it be appropriate for you to give us some time that we could encourage people to share their voices towards that, and whatever we could in a positive way? Because I do think those activities and those users are the people that we really want to...
We can come to story time and talk to those
people. Well, and
even if people aren't willing to show up at
Truth
and Taxation, if we had a list of comments, like, I come to story time every week, my kids read 30 books a week. You know, this is only possible because we have access to the library.
Yeah.
You know, it's something like that, and we could, you know, during whoever, one of us has 3 minutes, each of us has 3 minutes, right? Is that right? During Truth and Taxation, there'll be public comment where people can have 3 minutes each?
Yes.
Okay. I think it'd be super powerful. Not all these people can come. It's a lot to ask people to come. But if we had comments, we could read down.
Well, and that's why they said you could submit them electronically, so the comments can come in as well. And I, just like the alcohol one, I know they're going to read them all. Mm-hmm. And so
I've read every single one.
The goal would be, can we... again, what's appropriate and how can we encourage participation? And that's where we will need some guidance for you, because, again, the library, as a director, you have to be neutral in this position. Of course, you're advocating for it, but...
Right. I'll check with Erin. I mean, outside of the library activities, what you do, like, if you are a church goer and attend church, you know, talking to your... friends and
can I sit outside the library and have a sign with a QR code that says support like this is
so that everyone
can hand things out.
I don't know if we can.
We can.
I don't know if we can.
I will talk to Aaron on that. I think I don't know about parking outside the library and having your flyers.
But that's what I would like to know is what is appropriate and what's not, because we want to do everything on the up and up and if you can give us a little bit of guidance, I think we can get a really supportive crowd.
Okay.
And the support, again, we're going to have also the crowd that says, oh my gosh, $30.
It's $28.
Oh, is it 28?
Yeah,
it's
28.
Yeah, oh my gosh,
it's
$28.
Changed. It's now like 28 and change. So it's
so that's two tanks of gas.
Well, for my house, it would be like
what's
two tanks of gas. Two? On a motorcycle?
At the higher.
2 gallons?
It's like the difference in gas between what it was in January and now.
When's the last time you got gas?
No.
Actually, it's been a very long time.
She doesn't.
Good job.
But yeah, if we can do something like that, I think.
Yes, I will find out from Aaron. I'm gone this next week. My youngest graduated from high school, and my parents are taking us all to Disneyland.
Yay! Oh,
but I will find out as soon as I get back.
Your youngest graduated from high school?
Yes.
You're an empty nester?
I'm an empty nester.
How many of them still live at home?
None.
No, her youngest graduated from high school.
Well,
she hasn't moved yet.
Been in August. I know. She's moving in August. She went to orientation at the U. She's so excited. She wanted neuroscience as a major, and they didn't offer it. And as she walked in and said, oh, I'm undecided, they started talking to her, and the U is offering neuroscience this year, brand new.
Wow.
I know.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's awesome. So
they also just introduced an AI degree.
Yeah, she wants to do, maybe, they're trying to get her to do pre-med. So it could be like a master's program or pre-med, but she wants to be a neuroscientist.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. Huh?
Well, she's a really talented neuroscientist.
Yeah.
They just recruited a super big wig from Stanford, this neurosurgeon, pediatric neurosurgeon. It's like, he was like, I won't work here without this $200,000 MRI machine that goes in the OR, and I'm done.
Wow, where? Here?
No, at the U.
At the U.
At the U.
Oh, maybe she can intern for him.
Yeah.
Someday.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. I'd love his name.
I spent a lot of time in the Neuroscience Center.
Yeah. I want all your favorite people's names. Let's see. She's really excited. Her siblings are there in Salt Lake and at the U, and so she'll be great.
School is cool.
Just to kind of put us back on track just a little bit.
Okay.
Community bulletin board. I don't know what that.
Oh, I forgot to take a photo of it. It's right
outside.
After the men's room.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
this was out here, for example, in this.
Yeah. So I put this out there. So I don't think we have a policy for it.
Is it ours?
Yeah. Is
it
the
library's? The library's?
Is it?
According to the city, that one's ours, and they kind of have a table. Is it not?
I'm Scooby?
I will clarify with them, because it's not
in the library, which makes me feel like
it's not
the library.
Okay, I'll check with them, because they keep sending people to us, to me. And
just for approval to put something
yes, out. And the staff has said, oh, Donna used to approve this. And so I get requests and, you know, from my public service librarianship
days. If you don't have a policy, you're at risk.
Yeah. My public librarianship days, we would accept if it's educational or nonprofit, right? And right now, that is a smorgasbord. It's a hot mess of...
There's a lot of commercial things out there.
There are a lot of commercial things, businesses... Some cute kid through a pet center.
Yes.
But yes,
they're available for
there are a lot of
liability
Fridays
and Saturdays.
Right. And until there's a policy, then so would you like a committee to come up with a bulletin board policy, or would you like to? And I might suggest this, defer that back to the city. Unless you want the space.
I mean, I love the space.
That would be the only reason why I would say, like if you...
Then we need to come up with a display. I mean, we already have a display policy for the library.
And then you can kind of take it over as display policy instead of public bulletin space. But I don't know what you want to do with it, and I don't know what the city does, but if you're going to be asked to approve or disapprove those things...
Then we should own the space.
Yeah, we should own the space, and we should have a clear policy of its intent.
Okay. I'll find out for next meeting, and I will happily take the space if they give it to us. I think it's...
Sounds like they want to give it to us.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like they want to have the bulletin board, but not to have the liability.
Yeah, it's a hot mess. That's what I'll say.
Well, again, it's because there's no policy.
Are they dated at all? I didn't notice. Okay,
so there should be like a date stamp,
and it should say 30 days, and it's removed after 30 days, and right, like there's just standard.
I don't see anything wrong with, you know, help small businesses, Highland residents with a small business, putting their name out there. I mean, I think that's part of the healthy community.
I do too. I just think that
it would probably be good if there's a policy. Yeah. There are unscrupulous businesses that exist in this world that people are going to be posting their MLMs.
Library poster up there.
Yeah.
You actually can.
Because it's educational and nonprofit. Mm-hmm.
And I know a person who would approve it.
I know.
I could yell out the window and ask Aaron.
I can't believe Aaron's still here.
Cross the window open.
I'm pretty sure it's been Aaron that has come. I only see like a little bit of hair.
For the record, Kevin broke the window.
For the record, the window was broken.
Oh, damn.
I see they got rid of my poster.
They came in here and they're like, "What is this?" And I'm like, I have no idea.
Well, and you're like, "Cause the blinds don't work," but it looks like they work now.
Okay, maybe I self-reported and said, Kevin, please.
Well, if you're not going to fix your blinds, I'm going to use some cardboard boxes to have a functional space. Mm-hmm. Let's be a little scrappy. Isn't that what they want us to be? Be scrappy?
That's right.
We are being fiscally responsible.
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue.
Balanced budgets.
I think we talked about budgets.
That covers all of our discussion items. We don't have any... need to go to a closed meeting, correct?
No.
Right. Okay.
Do you want me to motion?
I just want a little bit of clarity on the preparation for the Truth and Taxation public hearings. You're just going to find out what the parameters are.
Yes.
And then we'll kind of move more July. We're going to start getting comments together, people to show up, because it's in August, mid-August.
There are two meetings. One's July 27th.
Uh-huh.
And then one is...
August...
It's on a Monday?
Thursday, August 6th. Yeah, Monday, July 27th, and Thursday, August 6th.
I just realized I might be out of town.
That's all right.
Yeah.
No.
We'll just say you're being volunteering at some special... I don't know.
July 27th is one that I will most miss.
The dates?
Yeah.
Yeah. Monday, July 27th, and Thursday, August 6th.
So this is what they say. Local governments or officials present the budget, the reasons for the proposal. If Karen leaves the room, we have to say that.
Do you have to say, I need to grab Aaron over
that. Okay.
Karen Liu is leaving the room at 7:58 p.m.
So staff presentations, they present whatever they present, then residents are given the opportunity to speak. The public comment allows taxpayers to express opinions, ask questions, or voice objections. After the closing public input, elected council or board holds a formal recorded vote. So it sounds like it's just open comments season.
Yeah.
They hold a formal vote?
Well, not after. So they meet for once, meet a second time, and then at some point there's a formal vote.
On the second?
I don't know if it's
during the first meeting. No, it's on August 11th.
So that's
the
formal vote. Okay.
Several months ago, I watched one of Brigham City's Truth and Taxation meetings of when they were doing their library budget increase request, like the tax levy, just like we are. And it's... I think cities hate this process because it's so prolonged and thorough, right? And these meetings just can go so. And people say the same thing.
And then they say, don't get up if you're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But then it's like,
and they do.
We're not, well.
And they feel the responsibility to reply to every single comment or question or concern over and over again. And it's just like exhausting.
But do they have to, like, they don't have to respond to any of the comments, right?
Like, in the moment?
Yeah, like the council can sit there.
They will. Scott Smith is like prides himself on listening to everyone and being very thoughtful and listening.
Well, he's absolutely great. I just like at what point will and this is where like I don't want to make it like till 10:30 at night meeting. Like I'm sure there has to be like, hey, we're going to end the comments at whatever time.
There isn't. But
there is. Like council meetings, they don't go past midnight.
Well, you can just go 3 minutes each person, so it's limited by how many people show up.
They do limit it to midnight, though.
They limit it, so anything after 10 p.m., there has to be a motion to extend the meeting.
As like there is a time cutoff. I've seen it happen.
When does the notice get mailed to people?
Oh yeah, 12 is
like that's the piece when people are going to say, "What? My property tax is going up 300%, and 300% of nothing is nothing."
Right.
But I think they're like before that goes out, we need to have some type of advance notice. Like, that would be the first thing. Like, hey, you know, like, I would post in our Canterbury Ladies neighborhood board that this is going to come out and this is what it's for. Don't freak out.
You're on the Canterbury Ladies neighborhood
board? I am. I'm, like, one of the only males on the Canterbury Ladies because all the good stuff happens there.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
It's going to be in the know.
Okay. So it's going to be in the notice of the valuation and tax changes form that you get for your property taxes.
I think they have to do a separate one.
It has to be a separate one.
You don't think it'll come in that mailer?
There'll be a notification if it gets approved, then...
I think I want to know when communications are being sent so that we can like have a timeline that say, on this date, this goes out, on this date, this goes out, because I think the friends, it's super proactive for us to say, hey, this is coming out, be prepared, like, this is what it's going to say. Like, the more we can put people ahead of it, the more the concern gets squashed in the individual areas in the neighborhood, and it doesn't come...
Do the friends have any money left?
They have lots. I think they do.
They haven't, like, because, like, we could do a mailer.
Well, and the foundation could do that as well.
Yeah, and use money that...
But what I would say is if we can prevent the need for even a mailer or that just by some proactive communication.
I mean, yeah, that if we can get the word out there
so you're gonna
far and wide enough.
Yeah, if you're going to get a notice, to mail to everybody, like a one-page mailer across the city is going to be $1,500 in postage, and then you're going to do whatever in shipping. Not shipping and printing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on the site, if we wanted to do like a little postcard,
yeah,
it could be done for like $2,100.
Right. But what I'm trying to advocate for is if we can do grassroots.
Yeah.
Knowing all the dates and getting out a little before. Like the friends, like I will tell you, the biggest thing the friends want is they want to know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that they have struggled with their messaging, and I've, you know, gone back to them and said, okay, you need to do this. Like, we talked for 4 hours at the Cedar Hills Parade. Come on, that didn't make it in the director's report, sorry.
Yeah.
I pulled a photo in a
picture of you behind the wheel of the float.
No, it should have been
made it in the chat, in the text message.
It made it in the text message, not in the director.
You did a great job.
Anyway,
the Jeep I was in wasn't even a real vehicle.
Oh, really? I know.
Yeah.
And you made
Rachel, I don't have any pictures anywhere.
I was out of town.
Well, I just have the float. I carried pictures. Anyway, back to that. Like, the more we can be proactive on this,
yeah.
I think like it's just like a messaging, like, hey, your rates are going to go up, and this is why. And then you know why, and then you get the notice, and then instead of like, honey, did you know this was going to happen? There's like this conversation, like, yeah, we talked about this the other day, and there's these good things, like even in the Highland residence chat. You know, somebody posts something, hey, you're about ready to get a notice that says this, and I know you'll get the angry people there as well, but...
But everybody there knows not to listen to them.
Yeah.
So what we should do is something like...
Karen Lou is returning to the room at 8:05 p.m.
Okay.
Getting a map of, like, all of the stakes and wards. And then, like, between us, Foundation, the friends, being like, okay, who knows someone in each of these areas? Like, oh, I know someone there. Cross it off. I know someone there. We can use, like, voting precincts, you know, because they have, like, all of the different... little voting, not precincts, but
the maps.
I can't remember. Within Highland, there's a bunch of them, right?
So what we were chatting about is we would like to know when communications will be sent. So specific, any mailings. And the reason why we'd like to know about any mailings, we'd also like if we could see the mailings or like a sample of what they might look like. And the reason why is because we think we can grassroots and work with the friends to say, look, you're about ready to get a postcard, and it's going to say your library fees are going to go up 300%. What that means is you were paying $49, and now you're going to pay $28 more. And the reason why it looks like 300% is because it was so small, and that's what $28 represents.
Sure.
And the more we can be ahead of that, you know, kind of quell the surprise, I believe that that will help it be received more openly.
Yeah. I think that's smart and strategic. We've got an FAQ that is about to be published live that they're creating a postcard with some of the information, like the impact fee schedule will be there. But I can send you that FAQ
and
statement.
Just the FAQ and the dates. So any, like, whatever...
We want to know when it's going to go out so we can be prepared.
So, like, tomorrow you should start to see in your mailbox this flyer, or this week you're going to see that. And so I was telling them that I belong to the Canterbury Ladies Neighborhood Facebook group, and it's where all the good stuff happens.
Sweet, I want to sign record.
I actually am a frequent poster in it. And so, again, really good stuff happens there. And if you can come out there and say, hey, this is happening, you know, if you have any questions, let me know. That changes the whole narrative, and it makes it like, hey, smart people think this is a good idea. Let's move forward with it.
Okay, so we've got...
I'm jealous there's such a happening group.
This actually it's updated and just went live on the website. Okay, so let me send it to you all. Also, I just ran screaming out here because I realized I will be gone the 27th of July. And
so Amy will cover for you.
I'll be here. Thank you. I talked to Erin, and we decided strategically that she will present the information and that I will be there to help answer questions because she wanted the public to see that this is a city administrative decision, not the library director pushing an agenda, right, for the library, and that it came from the city and that the city deems it necessary that the library needs an increase in funding, right? And so she is going to present. I'll be there for questions. I won't be there July 27th, so we will have Kim there to answer questions, who understands operations, knows the policies inside and out, right? And if any of you could be there, that would be awesome. She did mention also, to clarify, there will be no public comment on the 27th or August 6th during the public hearings.
There will be questions. She will answer a few questions. The public comment time will be August 11th.
Okay.
That answers our question. Okay. That solves a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And then again, instead of, if you collect responses, you know, they're recommending don't read several of them. Read a few, but have people, the constituents, email the council members, right? So, okay, let's see.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm excited. That makes it easier. So, you know, we want to be present on the 27th, but we really need to have voices and a plan on the 11th.
And I will be there on the 7th and the 11th.
Or the 27th and the 11th.
No, I won't be there the 27th, but I will be there for the 6th and the 11th.
Okay.
Mr. Jessica, anyway.
I'm going camping again.
Oh. I do glamping. I don't know about camping.
This is the summer of camping in tents
for us. Yay, how fun. I know, you're doing so many
things. It's been so many years since I have camped in a tent.
You have a really good bed.
No.
Okay, let's talk after the meeting about
this. I have one that's this good.
There's some techniques we should talk about.
Your mountain biking looks amazing. You're so strong. It's awesome.
I'm beating all the kids.
You're awesome. Okay. So that's a little.
Okay. Do we have other things to talk about?
No. We just have these future agenda items that have kind of been sitting here for a while.
I think there's a new future agenda item, which would be bulletin board if we need to do something like that. So that's something to think about down the road.
Bulletin board ownership.
Yeah. I don't think there was anything else. I'd love to see the budget when it's ready again.
I would too. Thank you.
I know.
So I went through Cassell, and the one fund that they've, and they are so hardworking. I preface this with they are so hardworking. But again, my concern is, most of my GL codes have not been updated since April.
Right. And I think the council and the city is understanding of that. And so...
Yeah. And so it's challenging for me because I want to know in real time, you know, down to the penny, right?
Yeah.
And so...
That was anger.
Thank you. the one fund that they completed... that it is accurate is books and materials. We are now, we've overspent. But the problem with it is the way they fund it, because of the Friends of the Library money when it came in, it wasn't, and you probably like it better this way. It was, they told me later they could have put it directly into books and materials. But that's not, you know, ongoing funding. So actually the way they did it is probably better.
However it works, as long as everybody's happy with it on the accounting side, I'm happy with it.
They put it under donations, and so that will cover it.
How can you purchase the shell for the truck?
I haven't heard. So according to the meeting, and if you saw, they didn't show my face. I was very surprised because it was back and forth. The last I heard, and Jay as well, was Councilmember Rice had decided not to purchase it. She had told Aaron she was changing her mind
to
wait on it. But then at the meeting, so that was all...
At the meeting.
That was all May and June. And then at the meeting, she wanted it on record.
Great, then it's on record. Let's go spend some money.
That she was giving us the money. And so I haven't heard since, right?
That's confusing.
Yes.
Again, it's on the record. We get a shell. Thank you. We should send her a note.
Yes.
Say, so, thanking her for the shell.
I just wondered if it had been purchased, if that is a need for us.
Yeah. So I'll check with Aaron on Monday and see, because I think hopefully she's left for the day.
Anything else?
Who
I will motion we will close.
Kevin Tams.
motions to close the meeting.
I'll second. Rachel Farnsworth seconds.
All favor?
Yes.
Yes.
The vote was unanimous.
This epic.